Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to another edition of Pop Rocks Radio. I'm your host, Bijan. For the next hour, we'll be listening to the best that power pop has to offer, with artists like Chris Bell, Phil Seymour, and of course, no show would be complete without my favorite band, 2020. Kicking things off for us today from their 2003 album, Welcome Interstate Managers, this is Fountains of Wayne with Bright Future in Sales.
Sodas at the office party. Now I don't remember where I'm from. I think I had a black wallet in my back pocket with a bus ticket and a picture of my baby inside. And if I make it home alive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. I know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Heading for the airport on a misty morning. Gonna catch a flight to Baltimore. Try to kill an hour with the whiskey sour. If there's time I might have just one more. I gotta do some quick reading for the big meeting, but my head is spinning and I can't quite open my eyes. As long as I don't have to drive, I'm gonna get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah. Sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. Bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah. I had a line on a brand new account, but now I can't seem to find where I wrote that number down. I try to focus, I'm staring at the screen, pretending like I know what all these little flashing lights mean. Gotta get my shit together. 'Cause I can't live like this forever. You know I've come too far and I don't wanna fail. I got a new computer and a bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, yeah, yeah. A bright future in sales, yeah, 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 yeah.
Taking my breath away.
Taking the pills like I'm taking.
That was my favorite band, 2020, from their awesome 1979 debut album. That was Jet Lag. Released on Mercury Records in 1992, this is Material Issue from their album Destination Universe. This is Everything.
With this new price finder for specials, you won't miss specials. It's a new way to shop for bargains. The new Big Star Price Finder for specials contains all the specials in the store, hundreds of them. Here's a sample.
Inside.
1980 self-titled debut album from Phil Seymour. That was I Found a Love.
And now for something completely different.
One of the earliest examples of post-Beatles power pop. This is Todd Rundgren from his 1972 groundbreaking album, Something Anything. This is Couldn't I Just Tell You?
Keep it by
From their 1979 album Shades in Bed, that was The Records with Affection Rejected.
Hey, mister, got a match?
Yeah.
What else you got?
After his tragic death in 1978 at the age of 27, this music wasn't released until 1992 from his solo album, I Am the Cosmos. This is Big Star's Chris Bell. This is I Don't Know. When I first moved to Seattle in 1987, this band was the sound of Seattle. They were funny, irreverent, extremely talented, and had a knack for melody. This is Young Fresh Fellows off their 1989 album. This one's for the ladies. This is Carrot Head.
Clouds that fog up from the sea. I wasn't perched in falling leaves. It wasn't such a terrible thing, but I never knew how fine a life could be, despite the brilliant lights over above me, until the freezing torch of discovery. Now I'm so happy living with Carrot Head.
Their 1980 7-inch single, this is Backseat Romeo's Zero Ambition.
Standing on the corner, her clothes all look the same. Is there anyone that is stood her up again? She's much too easy and her hair is never neat. Makeup busted out just like a lady on the street. No pride in herself, anybody else. That's the way she is and that's the way she'll always be. Zero ambition and zero vanity. No pride in herself, not for anybody else. Like it's on the national health. Smoking lots of cigarettes, he's got no need for wealth. Goes down to the dance hall where he's looking for a fight. Intimidating younger kids, that really makes his night. No pride in himself, not for anybody else. That's the way he is and that's the way he'll always be. Zero ambition and zero vanity. No pride in himself, not for anybody else. No pride in themselves, not for anybody else. That's
are for anybody else. That's the way they are and that's the way they'll always be. Zero ambition and zero vanity. Zero ambition and zero vanity. No pride in themselves, are for anybody else.
Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Hours of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page. All of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't forget it. What does it feel to be an expert in a dying field?
Their album of the same name, that was Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths. I love this album. It's a great collection of power pop songs from start to finish. I love it. This is a band that's still playing today from their 1977 album, Wanna Meet the Scruffs? This is The Scruffs with You're No Fun.
me. You are not so old. Did I know it then? 'Cause I had just been told. You know I didn't think I'd find you perfect in so many ways. But I've been waiting, and I want to have you. I've been waiting, and I want to have you. I've been waiting, and I want to have you. I've been waiting, and I want to.
I love that guy's voice. That was Matthew Sweet in all his jangle pop glory off his 1991 album, Girlfriend. That was I've Been Waiting. This is Paul Collins' beat, Don't Wait Up For Me. I think we could debate whether or not this song is power pop or if it's more just alternative rock. Regardless, I really love these guys. They put out two really great albums in the early 90s from their 1993 album Spilt Milk. The band is Jellyfish, joining a fan club.
She turned the nightlight on and blew him a kiss. He stared back through his green Crayola eyes. Chased his likeness from off of the disc. Next to the box, I promised her the biggest prize. Joining a fan club with my friends, filling our bathtubs with t-shirts and 8x10. You look so dreamy, I'm in love from above, when I'm picking up a falling star. Downstairs the lady
That was Velvet Crush with Weird Summer. Playing us out today, another great Seattle band from their 1990 major label debut, Dear 23. This is The Posies with Suddenly Mary. This has been episode 2 of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us next week as we listen to songs by The Rubinews, The New Pornographers, Elvis Costello, and of course our favorite band, 2020. I'm your host, Bijan. Thanks for listening.